Jordy says it's the best thing for the group.
What about what's best for me?
He feels that dreams can cross over.
What about how I feel?
But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me.
What about me? What about me?
With no power comes no responsibility. Except that wasn't true.
Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Legend in My Spare Time,
the Roar episode.
It promises to be interesting. I am the Rev, Matt Lees. Here he is, the Chewie to my Han Solo, Reverend Jeffrey K. Davies.
That's like Darth Sidious, right? To your Darth Vader?
Maybe. If you're cool.
Maybe?
I don't know if you're a Darth, bud.
Oh, I'm a Darth.
Being insensitive doesn't make you a Sith Lord. And that's the episode title, only 4 seconds in.
I will make you stronger. Come on.
For those of you at home that are not enlightened and you do not live in our lives, all is not rosy and well in the world of Legend in My Spare Time. Some things have happened. But first, also here with us this week,
the Dirty Doucheman.
The Dirty Dutchman, Tim Van Boss. Welcome, sir.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, sirs. How you doing, Rev?
I'm all right. I'm half in the bag. I drank a magnum of wine before I came here.
It's good to pre-drink before you come to what you could think would be a sensitive situation. I know. I'll drink for 3 hours first, then I'll go argue with my friends.
That's what I love. Yeah, of course.
All right. So anyway, how's your week been, Mr. Van Boss?
Mine's been good. Mine's been busy.
Good. And Trader? How's your week been?
Trader.
Well,
I'm all right. I've been good. I've been working, man. I've been working nights, right?
So yeah. Put your fucking phone down.
I might be a little out of touch.
You might be a little out of touch.
I might be a little out of touch. No. Don't worry. This is all relevant, sir.
Nothing's changed as far as you being out of touch. Put your phone down.
Almost done. Okay.
Joe, you're our loyal listener. The Rev just ignored me while he sent a text message.
No, I didn't. That wasn't a fucking text message.
Well, you were looking at your phone. You weren't listening to me. That's one of your pet peeves. Anyway, our arguments are sideloading us.
No. I was looking at my phone while I was talking.
And that's rude.
That is rude. Actually, that was something that I was listening to on CBC Radio today.
And they said that it's rude.
Was that most of us just ignore it now because we understand it. But I do think that it's rude as well. So you're right for calling me out on that.
Okay. All right.
One for you.
We're off to a good start.
You got one.
Okay.
One.
We are live.
That's probably all you're going to get.
We are live.
I'm gonna keep track over here.
At the new home of Legend in My Spare Time, Planet Leisure, 370 Highland Road.
Walking distance from where I live.
That's right. That's why he drank for 3 hours before he came here.
It's so nice.
So now it's the official home, because don't forget, if you come in here, mention the podcast, you save 15%.
Yeah, and they got the UFC dolls, too.
Yeah, we got TNA coming, and they're action figures, not dolls.
Guy doll lovers.
They're action figures.
They got the wrestling dolls, and they got the UFC dolls.
They're action figures.
Action figures.
And I did see some G.I. Joes.
Yeah. And the bonus is, most important, we can custom order you anything you want. Anything at all. Anything.
Comics.
Anything. Whatever you want. Comics, toys, action figures, games.
So if I want,
like, give them the phone number.
I want Punisher Warzone.
You call the
23.
Number. Yeah. Let's act it out. Ready? The phone's going to ring, and you are the Planet Leisure employee.
Oh, dear.
Ring, ring.
Pointing at Van Boss.
Hello, hello, Planet Leisure.
That's you. Go.
How can I help you, Planet Leisure?
No. Hi, I'm Matt Lees. How's it going? Is the Force with you today?
Force is always with me, sir. How can I help you?
How can you help me? How can I help you?
I think I think Davey's got this wrong. Yeah, I was the employee. You're the customer calling
in. Work here.
I basically.
Oh man, listen. We were just trying to have like a role playing game.
Wow, that got weird.
You kicked it to death.
Anyway, Planet Leisure 519-772-0131.
Wait, oh another God. Point of contention. I know. I'll talk over the sponsor's phone number. Yeah.
Once again, Planet Leisure 519-772-0131.
All right, a visual cue or something so that I should have known that was going to happen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, I'm the only one without headphones, eh, jackass? Right.
Hey. Yeah, you don't own headphones?
I do. I just wasn't told to bring them.
I tell you every time, bring headphones.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, that's two for me. Write that down. Keep that's two for right. Matt Lee.
Keeping track of the score over here.
Yeah, remember what that one was about, though.
Okay, how about that?
I'll put a little asterisk on
that. Asterisk? Asterisk? What are you, in prison?
That.
I'm here for murder. I got an asterisk next to my name.
Is that how it goes?
You know,
who the fuck are you?
I don't know.
What the hell have you been watching?
Started Rocky Balboa. Yeah, I got exactly. An asterisk beside my name.
Okay, hey.
That's how they talk in prison.
So, it's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, because basically how should we?
There is tension in the room tonight.
It's hilarious ladies tension. That's the best part.
Yeah, you could cut the tension here,
and it's
folks.
Three
it's
way. Actually, wait. Yeah, it's a three-way tension
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, so basically...
It's a three-way cage match, and Van Boss doesn't even know it's three ways.
Okay.
You might not either.
All right, it's interesting. So here's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you at home that may give a shit, the hosts of your favorite podcast are at odds with each other. I think each of us equally have beef with each other, and we've deliberately not spoken in a week. Well, not that we ever hear from Davies, more than once a week. Anyway, that's three for me. Write that down. And so basically, we're all scrapping with each other. So
I don't know if that's a point, but that's okay.
I listen.
I'll
it's all about.
You,
it's all
I'm
about.
Make them all up in a couple minutes.
It's all about opinion. It's all about how it made you feel. Mm-hmm. Right now. In the last week, I have felt many things.
You've gone through a range of emotion.
I have gone through a range of emotion.
So have I.
Now, as far as opinion goes, process. It's all about your opinion, and in this case, my correct opinion, my valid opinion, will be brought to the table here, as well as Rev Davies here trying to defend himself, ergo, I didn't mean to kill that kitten.
I don't know about defend myself. I think maybe you might have to defend yourself.
Well, but I'm...
Tim
okay.
is definitely going to have to defend himself.
Okay, it's fine. Let's just...
Okay. Go back
all right.
at you.
All man. Right, see, it's ladies and gentlemen, this is not a work. This is not something we've made up. We are deliberately all pissed at each other.
Yeah, I love it.
I literally just had to make these guys stop yelling at each other out in front of Planet Leisure
to get us to come in and podcast because we were starting the argument.
His glasses and gave me the death stare. He couldn't quite see me because his eyes go crossed.
Just
like your mother.
Oh, I don't know.
Lowest common denominator.
Okay,
but,
okay, stop it. See, folks, like I'm not. I don't know how to explain this to you.
That's called. Picking the lowest hanging fruit.
All right, let me tell my story.
The mother joke.
Let me tell my story.
Is should the lowest I,
okay,
hanging fruit.
Should we just, see, we're just fucking. Okay, so basically, let me start at what I feel is the beginning. And for the sake of the listeners, I know, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be just a big inside joke. I mean, an inside, like, it's going to be so personal to us, but I think you guys might enjoy it because we're probably going to yell at each other.
Oh, yeah, no, this is real personal shit.
Right, so as you know.
So I think they're going to enjoy it.
So we're all musicians. I recently joined the Salad Chancer, which is the band of Rev Davies and AK. Mm-hmm. And I joined them as a kind of an extra hired gun.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a few gigs.
Yeah, you came. We were rocking out at Chainsaw.
Okay,
good times.
Chainsaw was a lot of fun.
Good times.
Regardless of anything else.
A lot of scenery.
Right.
A lot of beautiful bitches.
That's one.
Now,
way
let
to
me
put
start
it,
by saying, I am the first to admit I am not easy to work with. I expect a certain standard on things, and maybe it's irrational standards. Relax. Maybe it's not irrational.
I think you should put one for me, just... Because he had all...
He didn't say anything, though.
Yeah, but...
Come on,
you know.
I don't have to. He already
anyway,
admits.
So every time we've done... Every time we've done it... Every time we've done a show, there has been some kind of a beef. Because I'm a diva in as much as I like to be in tune. And, you know, I like us to sound good through the PA, and I like it...
All right.
...to have a good balance. Problem is, certain members of Salad Chancer... Didn't care if the PA sounded good. and in my opinion, refuse to admit the fact that of all of us, if any of us should be adjusted to taking care of the PA, it should be the Rev Lees. You know, maybe he shouldn't talk to the people that are at the shows. Maybe he shouldn't get involved in the social public part of it. But if anyone's going to mix the PA, it should be Rev Lees.
Now, you see, I think that the relevant argument to that would be that you came into an established organization who had been completely fine before you. And it wasn't until you joined that the PA issues started.
Right.
So, I you know what, and not blaming you, and not blaming AK, because I don't touch knobs.
Well done.
Yeah. I don't touch knobs.
That was a good one. I liked it. It was good.
It was fine, though. We don't need to
all
be
right. I think the battle of wills that was passively, aggressively going on between the two of you, you know, really, you should have taken a backseat to. Because you were joining us, we weren't joining the Matt Lees band.
Okay, but I didn't. I wasn't like, let's.
And we didn't have any issues before you.
Did you not have any issues, or did nobody ever notice the PA? Were there other PA problems that didn't get brought up before because no one was listening for them? Well, you know, like the kid that does never even shot before.
That we had been booked solidly for 2 years previously, I don't think that there were any PA issues.
Okay. Just had to throw that out there.
So maybe adding a third person, and this is where I'm going to give you a reprieve, Matt, is that maybe adding a third person, which is a third part, and trying to add that to the mix afterwards was a tough thing for us to do. So I'm going to say that there were two cooks in the kitchen, two chefs in the kitchen, because I think you guys are both good at what you do. But Who's gonna take a back seat in that scenario?
The only way I ever take a back seat in that scenario, though. But dude,
You're not, right? Obviously, because no, you're gonna argue with me about this.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. You're absolutely correct. As far as the PA came, I felt like I should have taken control completely. However, as far as set list and playing music, I was never like, no, no, let's play this. The majority of the time I would say, I'll follow you guys. So that's not me trying to take over. That's me wanting us to at least sound better.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I think that maybe you and Andy should have talked about that before, after, sometime.
Not during the show.
Outside, yeah. You know, not within an hour of game time.
No, you
know
but what I'm I mean? Sure.
That's something that you work well, out.
Okay, but I never see AK other than at a gig.
I know, but it's
hard to communicate with a guy when we all show up an hour exactly. late for a gig and we got to set up and play. And every time AK and I broached anything, I always said, I'm your hired gun. Like, I'm not, you tell me what to play. Which yeah, maybe
we
he
all,
didn't
we
like.
All know, we all know that the rabbi is passive. Passive. Not he passive, not even passive aggressive.
Just passive passive?
He's passive. He's passive unless he has a hard point to make. He's not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
So basically what was happening was Matt would touch the PA and then AK would go and touch the PA.
Oh.
And then Matt would touch the PA and then AK would touch the PA.
Sure.
And really, I'll be honest, the only where all the problems began was after Flanagan's when Dave K touched the PA.
Right.
That was the only time that we ever had an issue with the PA.
But I can't take the blame for Dave K.
I'm not blaming.
No, no, I'm not
saying that you should. Okay. I'm saying that is honestly where our PA issues began. I don't know if it's relevant.
Okay, but
it seems to make sense to me.
Let's see this. I've been coming to see you guys for years.
Yes.
And how often, honestly, have I walked past you guys and said, hey, do you mind if I fix the PA for you?
You've never done that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I call bullshit. I've done it for you guys so many times.
About? You've never done
like when
done
you've
that.
Done gigs at like One Eyed Jack's. I can remember countless
times. Are you talking
about
when you're playing with
no,
us?
No, no, not at all. Before I ever even considered playing with you, I would come to your shows and be like, hey, man, can I like help out with the PA a little? And you guys would say, yeah, totally, go ahead.
I'll be honest.
I would adjust your sound. I would help you guys out.
You know what? I'm not the right person to talk to about that.
Well.
Because I don't touch knobs.
Okay, but you don't even remember seeing Matt there at those gigs before he joined the band?
Of course Matt was there.
But you don't remember me going on just
we love Matt Lees. Like, let's establish this first and foremost. We love Matt Lees.
All right, so
there's no hate going on. Okay.
That's fair. Let's just move on.
Matt Lees is a strong fucking musician.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? As far as I know, you're a strong fucking sound man too. But I don't mess with the sound.
No, but that's what I do as a job, man.
Okay, yeah. And I believe
if we needed, but I'm just saying, wouldn't you As the bigger man.
You're arguing with the wrong person.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, because no, here's no, what because I'm saying. I'm
no,
authority.
But no, Joe, no, I think the point that we're trying to get at here isn't so much did you adjust the knobs for the PA. Did you not remember Matt adjusting the knobs for your shows before? That's the point.
No, you know? Honestly, not
okay.
Really.
You know, if you never,
I don't know.
Yeah, if you never remember Andy's seeing him doing it,
text
yeah.
him, ask him. I don't care.
Andy stopped answering my texts.
He will answer your text.
Well, anyway, so here's so we were
he
hosting.
He didn't answer your last text because I told him not to.
Okay, but I texted him prior to Wednesday too, and he just. But generally, he answers me. So anyway, let's just.
In general, he doesn't answer me. So.
So Wednesday, Wednesday, every other Wednesday was the day that the evening that Sally Chancellor would host an open mm-hmm. stage at Pino's Pizzeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fucking miserable. Okay.
Yes.
And here's why. I'm not cut out for this fucking jam thing because I'm not cut out for kissing the ass of teenagers that play shitty songs music, yeah. poorly. And then they
That's
want you to fucking.
I do love about you.
Then they want you to suck their dick about how good they were.
Yeah.
They're all fucking terrible.
They're all looking okay? for the ego pat.
And every time I listen to one of them, I'm a little bit more ashamed of myself. And I'm a little bit more because these people are fucking terrible. Okay.
Well, it's hit
and I'm not saying that I am fucking level 10, Mr. Incredible. I'm just saying they're not on whatever level I'm on. That's all I'm saying. And I hated all of them. Okay. I thought we were underpaid. I thought the gig was kind of, I thought the management of the place, I thought the place is great. I think he's a great guy. I just think the jam, it was tough.
Your gig.
It was tough.
It was tough for you.
It's a tough gig, man.
It was tough for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It was tough for Andy, too.
Like, it's...
I care less.
And then to see you switching to Mr. Like, hey, that was great.
What do I fucking care
I
about?
I know, but
these
it's...
fucking college kids, man.
I'm just saying, man. It's tough
between
for me
us. And I told you this, and we understood this. Between you and me, you know, am I going to... If I get a full night, if I have a full night allotted to me at any given show... Am I going to give any time to these people?
No.
No. Not unless they're outstanding or they're good or something, right? But like, you know, 95% can't do the songs justice that they're trying to do.
It's like they each paid us a dollar to play a song.
Yeah,
and I would rather
college,
just
man.
Them keep their dollar.
They're kids in college.
Okay.
That's it, right? So
it's a cabinet audience.
We're there. So that they can entertain each other. We're just there to be part of a circular entertainment thing, and we're just there to stand up and be a little bit better than them.
You came so close to saying circle jerk there.
Yeah, you sure did. I don't know. I'm just not cut out for...
Think of that.
I don't think I'm cut out for this shit.
I didn't think you were cut out for it either.
Okay, so fine. Then we get to the point of the story in which AK pulls out and says he's done.
Yes, yeah, he
okay.
did.
So then I'm the guy who has to step in and be able to dedicate every
so,
other
yeah,
Wednesday.
At Wednesday number one, AK says
shows
he's
up.
Done.
Okay, so yeah, we do one, AK's done. The next yeah. week, the next time AK is back again.
Yeah, well, there's yeah a lot more that went on between that. I don't know.
Well, I don't know any of it because I don't see any of you guys. I get to the venue and I say, genuinely, I'm glad you can make it. I enjoy playing with you.
Of course, he loves
and he
you
said,
too.
"Well, of course." But then he does mention something about how he didn't want to let the PA out of his hands. Maybe he didn't want to give it to you.
No, he doesn't want. It's an ownership thing. He doesn't want to give us his equipment and then
not be around.
Have to deal with anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
which
I
is essentially
that.
A cock block, isn't it? Though, listen,
no,
I don't want to do.
No,
I don't
no.
want to do this gig that helps you guys earn money, but I'm also not going to help you do this gig, even though it's really no effect to me. Which is all which.
Which well, it's risk management.
Decided,
it's risk management.
This
he
is why he decided
comfortable with it.
That you know what he's going to give up volunteering with the elderly.
What?
Yeah, for real.
This he stopped
for
doing
real,
community
for real.
Service?
I don't know if I told you this, Matt, but this is what he's going to do. He's going to give up volunteering with the elderly to come and do open stages.
There's got to be something evil in that sentence.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, it's you know he's. He spent a lot of fucking money on that PA, right?
Yeah, but...
It's not okay. a cheap PA, and he's still paying
I
it
have
off.
The same, but I have the same gear that he does.
Then why didn't you say you can run the whole thing
I've
on
told
own?
Him numerous times, man.
You never told me that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You said you were concerned about a PA.
No, I said if you get AK to give us the PA, I'll take it from there. I told you that multiple times.
What?
Like, why do you assume I don't know
how to run? Why does AK have to give us the PA if you have a PA?
I don't. No. I have the same mixing equipment as him. I don't have the speakers that he has.
Oh. So well, then maybe something could have been worked out.
Yeah, but the other problem is, you know. Anyway.
So, okay. So everything could have been averted at that point if I had had the proper information.
I gave you the proper information, man. No, I told you, said,
what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We don't have a PA.
Yeah, because he pulled out and you told me he didn't want us to use his PA.
No, I said I was going to ask him if we could rent it from him. Do you remember? We talked about this.
Yeah, but I don't see why it was such a problem for him.
Money and yada, yada, yada. And then at that point, you still never told me that you had the equipment to take care of this.
Listen, when I say I have the equipment, I mean that I know how to run the equipment. So AK is assuming we don't know what would, you know,
but you don't have the equipment. You don't own it.
No.
Different versions of the word have.
But I'm saying that it's not like we just made up this. We just had this gig and we were like, oh, AK has a PA. Let's let him use it. He's essentially saying, I don't want to do this gig anymore. So now you guys can't do it either.
Well, no, he said, it's not worth it to me. I'm not making enough money.
Right. So now you guys can't do it either.
No, not even that. He's just saying, I'm pulling out. You guys take care of it.
Right. But he knew we didn't have a PA. So that's like us sitting down for a game of zombies and Tim being like, oh, I don't feel like playing. I'm going to take my board home. Hey, Tim, can we use your board? No.
He showed up when we didn't.
Okay, so then he shows up because he wants to do it then, right? Okay,
you know, and...
Fine.
This is where things become selfish.
Okay.
And you know it. You're as guilty as I am because the idea was, you know what? We want to keep it within the three. You, me, and AK.
Right.
To keep the open stage running.
Right. But then at one point we were going to do it just me and you.
Yeah, but we didn't have a PA. So that meant, who are we going to cut in?
I just don't understand why we have to cut anyone in when AK has the gear.
You don't have the gear.
But no, I didn't say that I do. Yeah. I said AK does.
There's no insurance on that. If we ruin it on him,
we can
give it back to him. Runt. And walk away. Okay. And he's fucked. Not that we would. We all have more respect for each other than that. But why let that happen? So AK said, you know what, guys? I don't feel comfortable renting it out because I know all the... This is what he told me. I know all the drunk people that are around, and we've seen it happen. It's one thing if he's there.
It's usually you, by the way.
It is always me. For the PA, for the mixing board. It's been me consistently, twice. But for the speakers and whatnot, it's been the drunken patrons. Uh-huh. And it's one thing for AK to be there and see what happens and for him not to be. And I just don't think that he could let it out of his hands. That's an investment of his. You know, it's like you giving me your car and saying, I'm going to go deliver pizza with your car.
No, it's not at all.
No, it is. I'm an experienced driver, Matt.
But it's like me and you
deliver. I'm an experienced driver. Okay. Will you lend me your car to go and deliver pizza so that I can make money? And don't worry, I'll give you a little cut.
If I had my own car, absolutely I would, and I wouldn't expect
with
a cut.
Tara?
Would you think I would do that without expecting a cut?
Not without expecting a cut, but there is one major difference between the PA and the car thing, is that you have to have insurance. He doesn't have contents insurance on his fucking PA equipment. Okay. At least he should, but...
So that's something on...
On AK's part, if he had that, then it'd change the story altogether.
Okay, but so anyway.
Some musicians don't.
Anyway.
No, nobody does.
As we have to...
Well, in the indie scene.
Who the fuck has insurance on their guitars?
As we have to pause.
I do.
Really? But as Matt Lees?
As we have to pause.
You're a different breed.
Okay, stop. Yeah,
I'm Dutch.
From now on, when these go up, it means we have to pause because we have a timeline now.
All right.
So we're going to pause.
Why? Are we making money off this?
We're at the point where invest some and you'll make some. That's what Donald Trump taught me once.
Wait, here? Yeah.
D. Trump.
Yeah. I'm investing my time.
Okay, your time's worth what?
Well,
should we continue? Hold on a second. Listen.
Get to your point.
Anyways.
It's time for a pause. We'll come back and find out what happens with the rest of the story of Matt Lees versus the Salad Chancer. And then classic wrestling style. Please just stop talking for 1 second.
For the love of God. Nope, I will never.
And then old school wrestling style. Van B runs down the aisle and gets himself involved and it becomes a triple threat match somehow. I don't know about Van Boss's involvement yet. I have one minor bone to pick with Van Boss. I don't know if we'll get there because there's a lot of drama here.
Might not be minor.
We're all dramatic.
Oh, my mic's off.
So when we come back, when we come back, we'll resume this argument. We'll resume the story of Matt Lees versus the Salad Chancer with an interesting climax and not the one that I had with Van B's mom.
Oh, another mom joke.
We'll be right back. Legend in my spare time.
Damn near killed him.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man, he spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind, don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can't such a pretty show.
Right on, my name is Steve Montador of the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time. All right, let's do that again. Okay, do it, do it. Sorry to say too many words. Hey, this is Steve Montador from the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
And again, one, a two, a one, two, three.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I wanna cross you off my, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep.
Welcome back to Legend in My Spare Time.
So nice to be back.
That's right. It's the Rev Matt Lees. The Dirty Dutchman Tim Van Boss. Say hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
And the man about to sit down and take his mic.
3, 2, 1, 0. He's late. He's late. -1, -3.
Welcome back, traitor. Okay.
Kill the music.
When we last left our heroes, Rev Davies and Rev Lees were scrapping because they were at disagreement over the workings, the inner workings of the Sally Chancer
sound system. That was the last thing we left off.
Yeah, and why you couldn't use it without AK around.
So anyway,
yeah, that's right.
I hear. So basically, we do this jam every other Wednesday. AK decides he doesn't want to do it anymore. We say, can we use your PA? He says no. So,
yep.
Where are we going to get a PA?
I will give up on the old people and come because I don't want to leave you guys hanging. That's what he said. I don't want to leave you guys hanging in the lurch because we've made a commitment to Pinos. He's going to give up on volunteering with old people.
Like straight up give it up? Or is he like taking a... Is he rescheduling?
He's going from work to old people to Pinos.
Okay, so he's not giving up on it. He's just moving it around in his schedule.
Well, it's...
Perhaps less hours now, but still volunteering,
right?
It's
a stretch. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm done work, I really don't want to do fuck all.
Yeah.
And if I have to do something exact right after work, then after that, I don't want to do fuck all.
Okay, yeah, so...
Remember, I have to go bang, bang, bang.
Okay, perfect example.
So he's thinking, well, he's weighing it out in his head. He doesn't want his PA, meaning mixer and everything, to be around a bunch of drunken college students where it can potentially get destroyed.
Fair enough, by you.
without him there. That's the key thing. Is okay, without him there.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, yeah. At least if I destroy it in front of him, he can blame me.
Okay, so he's out. He's in. He's back in. We do a Wednesday. I tell him I'm very happy to have him there.
Yeah. And he said he loved you too.
But it's, hey, I love AK. It's all right. I don't have a problem with
There's
AK.
There's no lack of love, man.
I don't have a problem with AK.
Let's not get into a lack of love situation.
I don't have any lack of love for AK. I don't have any lack of love for the Rev Davies.
And neither of us have any lack of love for you.
I just might have some beef.
Of course there's going to be beef.
With the Sally Chancer.
There's going to be...
So anyway, no,
the
it's...
The business, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so we get to...
have a beef with the business.
So as far as I'm concerned, AK's done with the show. Again, because he's just showing up just this week, and maybe next week we're going to step in and use your PA.
Yeah, I offered up the Van Boss PA.
That being said, you offered it up.
No, I wanted at least something to make up for putting it out there.
Yeah, but yeah, but,
okay, that's fair, but you also said to me that you wanted either an even cut or for you guys to do the jam completely if it was going to be your PA.
Well, those were two of the three options. Okay. The third option is to cave and let you guys negotiate whatever price you wanted, but...
But again, that's like...
But we're running a cover night. There's no set price.
Oh, I know.
All right, so anyway.
So I want like a percentage. So either AK's percentage or a percentage of... Yeah.
All right, so anyway. Mr. Van Boss...
No, and that's all right, dude. I'm not
knocking
you.
That's fine.
That was the condition.
Dictating your terms. I'm not knocking you for that. I'm just trying to...
No, you clarified the likelihood of it. Yeah,
that's all that matters.
All right, so...
Want some wine, Matt?
No, I'm good. As far as I know...
It's pretty tasty.
As far as I know...
How is it? Is it good?
It's good.
Guys, there's mic. Really, there's microphones.
It's a...
Speak off, Fish Hook,
yeah. Shiraz, and Van Boss gives it a thumbs up.
I do.
Okay,
it's
pretty
nice.
You want beef to continue.
I didn't say my Sally Chancer joke. I left it alone.
You can get back to it.
Just kidding. Anyway, listen.
You gotta say, you're gonna drop it anyways. And no, don't worry. We'll drop our Matt Lee's jokes.
It's fine. So, I assume AK's not coming back. I see on Monday or Sunday a Facebook post saying, Sally Chancer's back. I'll be there this Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. To which I send him a Facebook message that's like, hey, man, you're coming back? No response.
Mm-hmm.
I text you Monday. No response. Tuesday, no response. Wednesday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He says, give me a call when you get the chance. And you know when you're going to get broken up with. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no. Why don't you just text me? Just say it in text. Why do we have to get on the phone? So I call.
Actually, I was trying to get you over to my place. I did. I threw a couple fish hooks out.
Yeah, but your schedule is as sporadic as mine. So,
dude, it's nights and it's my schedule recently since that last open stage has been insane, dude.
Okay, so
you got to admit my schedule has been insane.
It's fair.
I stay up for 28 hours at a time, and then I sleep for 5.
But to be fair, when your schedule wasn't a nightmare, you never got back to me quickly anyway. So it's not like it's anything unusual. What? Come on, man. You text me, I hear from you like 24 hours later.
Dude, you leave like an hour or two between texts, and usually that's what you'd get from me.
Yeah, no.
An hour or two.
No, man, no. So many times.
I am with Telus. Let's just say this. I am with Telus, and quite often what will happen is I will get Matt Lee's text repeatedly. So it could be, hey, what's up? And I'll be like, not much. I'm chilling with my wife. 2 hours later, it could be, hey, what's up? Just still chilling with my wife.
See, that's why it's easy when
what's up? What's up? What's up? And I get this. No, but I get this consistently. This is what happens with my phone. I'm telling you because it's fucking true, Matt.
Okay, get a new phone.
It's affecting your business.
So
not until April.
Okay.
April is when business matters.
All right.
Anyways, so I just want to let you know that my phone... When I tell you that my phone did not give me the message, it did not give me the fucking message.
Okay. So, all right. That's fine.
Ah!
So we get to Wednesday at 3 o'clock. I call you. Because I said, hey, what time do we have to be there today?
And I said, call me.
All right. So...
I said... No, actually, I said, come over to my place.
Okay. So it's 3 o'clock on Wednesday. I call the Rev. The Rev says, I think the jam's just going to be me and AK from now on, bud.
Yeah.
So
straight up.
I'm like, why? And you're like, it just makes more sense this way.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? You're like, well, AK has the PA. We need the PA. It's not worth wasting everybody's time.
Because the week before, we had only made $30 each because of...
Okay. Fine.
Poor.
Fair enough.
pour money at the door.
Okay,
pour
sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the week before, we only made $30, and you're like, it's not really worth it for $30 a guy, you know. So me being the embittered,
I weren't that into it anyways.
But me being the embittered musician that I am, I see that as, well, the only thing they're going to gain out of this is an extra $30 a guy anyway.
That is
so. It's not worth doing the gig for $30, but we can totally boot Matt out and get an extra $30 each. I'm just saying. No, no. I'm not saying if it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you that's what I. That's the portion of the emotion about it I went through. Then I was like, I didn't want to do it anyway. That's fine.
Good. Okay.
But then you said we can still do other gigs together, and I was immediately like, I immediately thought to myself, no. Because whether
I'm thinking the chainsaw thing, I think we had a fucking good thing working at the chainsaw where it wasn't an open stage. It was a full night.
Yeah.
And the full night consisted of starting with the Sally Chancer, two or three songs before our break, Matt Lees comes up.
It's cool.
Do you see the breakdown?
Yeah. But
fucking worked there, man.
Okay.
You know that worked.
I think Jeff.
I agree. I enjoy chainsaw. Now we're at the gym. So the only thing I'm seeing is if we have a business, the three of us, and we split absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And right now, Tuesdays is the only day we're making any money. And I come to you and I say, you know what? From now on, Tuesdays is just going to be me and Tim.
But you're
if you look at it only from a financial standpoint.
Okay. Only from a financial standpoint.
Because why else would you want to be miserable every other Wednesday? I'm just.
Okay. Well.
Right?
Dude.
I'm just putting my.
We don't actually play that much on a Wednesday.
No, I know that, but we also don't. The Sally Chancer also didn't play that often.
What do you mean?
So we didn't ever play gigs where we ever made anything except for every other Wednesday.
Chainsaw.
But that was over. We don't do that anymore.
It's over now.
Right. So I'm talking now.
And you on your own accord backed out of two gigs.
Which
you could have made. Hundreds of dollars.
No.
Yes, your own accord back out.
No, I said no.
You were offered.
Okay, but why did I say no? I was offered a wedding, which I said, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Then you said, let's go to Wingham and play New Year's Eve. And I was like, sure, guarantee me everybody makes at least $200 because it's New Year's and a bar should at least guarantee you that much.
I said, no, I can't do that.
Well, you didn't. You said, I'm not sure yet. Like, you know, I don't know what.
I said.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. So I said no.
It was all dependent on sales that evening.
Okay, so then I say no. That's fine.
So you backed out of two.
Okay, but then I see you a week later.
Yes.
And you guys made pretty good money that night. You
made awesome
money. And you said to me, I figured we'd make that much.
I told you that.
No, you never told me that, man, because my argument with you the whole time was.
Motherfucker, please, when does the Sally Chancer not make money? When do
last
we play
Wednesday,
and not make money?
Last
the
Wednesday.
The only time that we play and we don't think that we're going to make money is when we go the fuck outside and we busk. Okay? This is, and I'm talking about like St. Jacobs. I'm talking Toronto, that crazy square. Where's the hippie square there? I can't remember the name of it. But there's a square there. Listen, we busk and I cannot guarantee any money.
Okay, so that's fine.
And we make great money every fucking time.
All right, that's fine.
I just tell you, I can't guarantee you.
Yeah, but you never once assured me that would be the kind of deal
we'd
get. Exactly. But then after you were like, I figured we'd get that much.
Well, yeah.
Figuring is just a pretty good guess, buddy.
Yeah,
So what's going to happen if we go to Wingham and we make $50 each? You're going to be fucking pissed. You're going to blame me because I said, well, I figured we'd make good money.
No.
I can't do that.
That's irrelevant.
I can't do that to you. I'm going to say, you know what? Take the gamble. Come with us.
Okay,
or don't.
But this point is irrelevant because I didn't. I was fine with the fact that I didn't go with you guys. That's fine. But I'm not talking about passed up gigs. I'm just talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right now, the only time the Sally Chancer was making any money.
But those are the ones. Okay, but everything is relative. You got to remember this. Everything is relative. Okay. The wedding, we didn't know what we were going to make.
No, but I don't want to talk. I don't care about the wedding.
Hold on.
I didn't want to do the wedding. I didn't want to do New Year's. So I said, no, I don't care about that. I'm talking about Wednesdays.
Okay, so you backed out of two.
Yeah, but okay. That's
okay. And aside from Chainsaw.
The only other gig we had
was
Pino's. And then you guys said, we're not going to do Pino's with you anymore. But we still want to do other gigs with you. To which I was like thinking, I'm either in or I'm out. Like it's not a matter of.
You know, okay. Here's the thing. Pino's is an open stage, and I know you understand that. And I know you hate it. I know you hate open stage. The only reason you loved going to the Boathouse was because you could blow everyone else away.
Okay.
Right? As an amateur, right? Or as an unpaid artist.
Okay.
I guess is the best way to do it. The only guy getting paid then was Dave Rage K.
Right.
Okay. So, Pinos. Not a gig. Open stage. Matt Lees hates open stage.
Right? I've never disagreed with you.
Okay. Well, you sulked when you were there.
Right.
You laughed to go and play video games fucking 2 hours.
No, it wasn't 2 hours.
Dude, it was 2 hours.
No, it wasn't. How long? I wasn't there for 2 hours, man.
No, you might not have been there for two hours. It was 2 hours. You were gone for 2 hours. Listen, dude, you left, you came back, you said, oh, how'd we do?
Uh-huh.
Was I don't know. How did we do, Matt? You weren't here when we had to play.
Oh, right. Okay. That's fine.
So it's kind of like, well, it didn't make sense.
Okay. I haven't disagreed with you once. I love you. I agree with every point.
I love you. You're fucking diva.
Now listen, you
can't pull that kind of shit when you start a job. Okay.
But I thought you just said it wasn't a job.
It's a fucking job, man. They're paying us to be there.
No, they're not. We're making money ourselves by begging the waitress to please take the money. He's not paying us. He told me to my face that we should be making money for this.
Of course he told you that.
So then pay us. So anyway,
dude,
it's fine.
He's a new business. He can't afford to have us.
Fair enough. I think he's a good guy. I don't mean my tone to sound like I don't think he's a good guy.
Fair enough. At this point, down the road, he can afford us.
Fine.
He can afford Matt Lees. He can afford the Sally Chance.
Fine. So at that point, I would rather just not play any shows at all with Sally Chancer, regardless
of
how.
That was your decision.
Okay.
But we said, you know what? We love you.
Okay.
I don't want you to feel that way, but.
Well, that's what you were. That's because I haven't heard from the other guy. Not that it really matters, but.
No,
because
I deal with everything.
Okay, but he's still.
What I say goes. You know that.
But didn't you just 10 minutes ago say you're not the boss?
I am the boss. You know that, man.
But you just said you're not. You were
what
like,
did I say I'm
when
not
I was
the boss?
Telling you to take control of the PA situation, you were like, I'm not in charge.
I don't take care of that.
But
we have people for that.
But you're the boss.
That's Andy.
But then
when
so
no,
you're
no,
no
you're the boss.
So you're the micromanager.
Well, listen.
You just said you are the boss, bro. You were like, I'm the boss. And then I was like, you just said you weren't the boss. No, I didn't. And I was like,
it's
I'm not the boss.
It's a partnership, okay? You joined a partnership. This is what you joined. Okay. I take care of relations, media, everything.
And then no one
Andy takes care of knowing what the fuck we're going to play. Because you know I don't. He takes care of the PA. That is his job.
Okay.
Straight up. He owns it. It's his. And that's it. You know, I'm actually secondary. As much as I'm primary, I'm secondary. So it's a true partnership because we rely on each other.
Okay.
So you joined a partnership, except that unfortunately, when you left for 2 hours to go and play video games, I was furious. I'm not fucking around.
It wasn't two hours, bro.
No, I was mad.
It wasn't 2 hours.
I was violently mad.
Okay.
2 hours. Dude,
yeah.
We did a whole... You said you were going to pick up. This is what you told me. You told me, because I came outside to have a cigarette, when some jackass was up there playing on his acoustic guitar, singing whatever fucking song, I came outside, and you were getting in your car and leaving, and I said, you got to go pick up Tara? You're like, ha, 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 ha.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, where the fuck are you going? And you said, I'm going to pick up Van Boss, because the rest of Van Boss's band... was at
Van
the
Boss's.
Open stage. No.
Well, by rest of you mean John.
Relax. John was at the open stage.
Yeah, okay, but by the time I left, he was at his house.
No, John was at the open stage.
Okay, so anyway, my intention was
I'm not done.
Okay.
John was at the open stage. So you left to go and pick up Van
for
Boss
2 hours.
So he could meet John at where John was at, the open stage. And you didn't come back for 2 hours. I was standing there with John going, wow, I thought members from both of our bands were coming back.
Okay, first off, I want to keep what's going on with me and my band out of the conversation.
Well, maybe you should hold it until I'm done with Matt.
Okay, so
This is a whole different situation.
Yeah, you stay the fuck out of my band's business.
Oh, don't you fucking say with me, motherfucker.
Okay, listen.
Anyways, listen. So this is what happened. You left, and like Band Boss, you know what, the week after,
I left for like an hour.
2 hours after.
45 minutes.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So I'm chilling out last week at the open stage. You and me had our little textings. You'd been saucy with me.
No, see, originally I don't think I was being saucy. Then you called me a dirtbag, a shitbag.
Shitbag.
And told me not to be saucy, to which I immediately became saucy.
I saved some of them.
That's cool. Let's read them. That's fine, man. Because I started to be saucy after.
No. You were pulling guilt trips. You know you were.
It wasn't a guilt trip at all.
You said, I hope it was worth it.
Yeah, what did you make? An extra $30 each? I hope it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, you weren't pulling your weight, dude.
But
straight up, weren't pulling your weight. You left for 2 hours. We needed you and you weren't there.
You needed
okay?
me.
Okay?
Wait, so what is pulling my weight then? Sitting at the chair drinking beer? Is that my pulling my weight?
Dude, making sure that the bitch is taking cover because that's what I do. Or watching the PA because that's what AK does. And you did neither of those things. And you weren't even there to play.
Well, I played our set at the beginning of the night, which is my job.
Oh, you played the set before everyone even got there.
That's when we started, man.
The work doesn't begin. You can't start a job. Okay, if you were here at Planet Leisure. I love Planet Leisure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're chilling out here. Leon's here. Leon's like, hey, Matt, I'm going to take off, you know, because I'm the boss.
Uh-huh.
I'm pointing at myself. I'm not the boss.
I thought you just said you were the boss.
I am the boss. Anyways, Andy knows it too.
Anyway.
I am the boss. Anyways, you can't just leave. You can't leave. That's it. You can't leave this place for 2 fucking hours.
I didn't leave for 2 hours. It was like an hour.
It was like an hour.
Yeah, that's fair. It's closer than one. It's closer to one than it is
to
two.
Who did you tell before you left?
Nobody.
Exactly.
You're not the boss. Who should I have told?
Andy? Somebody? We're supposed to be a trifecta, and you're right. Not.
Right. We were at person two on the sign-up list. I was like, I'm leaving for a while. Because between AK sitting
over.
And... How did I fuck you up? Between AK sitting there and drinking and you going outside to smoke every 12 minutes, I'm sitting by myself. Is that my job to sit by myself?
Yes. It's bullshit. Your job to fucking be cool, sit by yourself, and make sure that shit is going cool.
No, man.
If it doesn't go cool, we expect you to be there.
Because when I touch the PA, it gets adjusted. So what am I
saying?
No, you just told me to... You're like, oh, AK watches the PA. Help him do that.
Watching it and adjusting it are two different things.
Oh, I'm not... Okay, so...
That wasn't... Okay, I'm telling you right now, it wasn't my job to figure out who takes care of the PA.
Okay. It was nobody's job then.
No, that was between you and AK. You joined a partnership. You didn't join a fucking corporation. I don't know what exactly I'm supposed to do. I know that I don't touch the fucking PA.
Even when you don't think it sounds good, you still don't want to adjust it?
I tell them. I say, Andy, things don't sound right.
Okay, fine.
And then he adjusts things. Or at the most, I'll turn up my drums a little bit or something.
Okay, so in the whole picture of things and what it's expected of
you think you were justified. You were getting paid. Think about this. You were getting paid to do a job.
Uh-huh.
And you decided to leave the job.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't leave the job.
And you seem to think that that's okay. You left. No, you didn't tell anyone. You just fucking left.
Uh-huh.
You can't join... you can't get hired at Planet Leisure and be like, yeah, you know what? I feel like ice cream. I'm going to go get me some fucking Haagen-Dazs down at the Basics in the same Planet Leisure.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to leave the doors unlocked.
But I didn't. That'd be like if I was
this is what you're doing. This
Van Boss is here.
This is what you did to us.
That's right.
Van Boss agreed with me when I talked to him last.
Okay.
He might have changed his tune by now.
No. The thing is, I got to let all the listeners know right now that I see both sides of this ridiculous fucking fight.
Okay. You're missing the point that it wasn't 2 hours, firstly. Secondly... As far as I was concerned, we were done playing. Just because you guys decided to randomly do another set in the middle of a list that was already full, I don't know how I'm supposed to know that. So you can't
you
have
gotta
a relationship.
Be there to know that.
You can't have me join a partnership
This is where there's no leader. This is our job.
And then expect me to tell you that I'm going to take off for a few minutes. I'm the leader.
Come on, don't.
No,
be
but
silly.
You're contradicting yourself, man. In one breath, you're saying you're not the boss, and then you're saying I'm the boss. Respect me.
No, I'm not the boss of the PA. Straight up.
Okay, so okay, I'm the boss. Okay, I'm Leon.
Joined a partnership.
I'm the boss of
and
Planet Leisure.
You gotta look to Andy about the PA, and you gotta look to me about everything else.
So I have to ask you permission if I want to leave. Bullshit.
And that's why
it's not like, hey man,
I'm sorry, I showed up, I'm Holler, I'm the awesome rapper / bass guitarist. I showed up, we did two songs. You know what, guys, I gotta take off. I gotta go and talk about rap stuff with my buddy down the road. You don't
if our set's over, I don't give a fuck.
No, during the set, I don't care.
No, but our set was done.
What if you had a second set? What if he didn't come back?
Then I don't own him.
It's a fucking open stage. You know open stage is hit and miss, Matt.
Yeah, I know that.
This is not fucking rocket science.
I'm not
You're
debating
a smart
the,
guy, man.
I understand that. I'm not debating the fucking jam. Okay,
so
I'm debating the fact that I left because I was finished my set.
You physically left. It wasn't like we hired you to pay a set and then do whatever you wanted. We paid you to be there.
You also once told me to just stop talking to me, but so you want me to just sit in the corner? You want me to just sit in the corner?
About what?
Like you don't want me to be, you know, you don't. I've told you I'm not going to verbally suck people's dick for playing stupid cover songs. Mm-hmm. So you want me to stay at the place? You don't want me to. You don't want me to get in the kitchen and fuck with the PA because that's AK's job. You don't want me to talk to the people.
Should go in the kitchen.
But you
fuck
want
with the hot waitresses.
You want me to sit in the corner and just behave myself?
Yes.
What the fuck do you know about me if you think I'm going to sit in the corner and behave myself? Damn. Was I right? Was I justified to leave the place for however long? No. And I never said I was.
I never said
you were said
either.
I was justified. I also never asked you to justify it. I left. So be it. I assumed we were done. Had you have told me we might
You
be
assumed.
Left. So what? Yeah, I assumed.
There we go.
I assumed at an event with zero organization that we were done. If you would have said, hey, we might go back up in like 20 minutes. But
as
you did.
Much as we loved you, Matt, we assumed you would be there for us when we needed you, and you weren't.
I wish I had the incredible.
You weren't,
Hulk
and
music.
That's it. And how many fucking times? Like, it wasn't the first time, Matt.
Okay, but it's
it
not
wasn't like it was the first time, dude.
But it's also
this time you left, and when you came back, you're like, "Yeah, I played video games."
Yeah,
I'm like, it wasn't the first time.
Okay. Oh, we got. We got 22 minutes, but we're going to ignore it.
Anyways, it wasn't the first time that you left. If it had been the first time and you're like, yeah, you know, I got to go and pick up my wife. You know, I got to go and do something important. You left to go and do fucking video games, dude.
Uh-huh.
You left us hanging.
No, I didn't leave you hanging.
You left us
hanging. You had a percussionist, a PA expert, and a vocalist. How did I leave you hanging? It's
wait,
not like
so. Wait. So now what you're saying is, we had a what was the first thing you said?
Percussionist.
The second thing you said was
PA specialist.
That was me being
and
saucy.
The third thing you said was
vocalist.
So you had you and AK.
Yeah. So what else did we need?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So then why did you just say you left me hanging? How can you go from, bro,
no,
you left us hanging.
No, no.
You left us hanging. We needed you. And then
exactly.
You just say we
exactly,
didn't need you.
Matt.
Matt, I think that, I think.
Is he contradicting himself?
Made. Can I jump
no,
into this?
The well, point was made right there.
Well,
I don't understand.
So you do understand, Matt.
Doesn't mean that we
don't
love you.
Are you? But
we had what we needed.
Davis,
and that's fine. But are you contradicting yourself then
he's
by
not,
saying we didn't need you?
He's not though, Matt. Because what happened was you devalued your own musicianship
you
within
the
band.
Situation.
Right.
You neutralized your own parts
I
and your own arrangements within
guitars,
the songs,
then.
Which is why they brought you in, and you weren't there for that
okay.
function of the songs. The songs still carried on rhythmically and melodically,
uh-huh.
but they weren't complete, and that's what you were being paid for that night.
No, I think the music was as good as it was going to get. I don't
then
think we
why
had
did
a
you,
problem with our music.
Then why did you join in the first place if you weren't to add to the music?
I just joined to have fun with these guys.
Okay.
Well, that's cool, but you can do
a lot of things to have fun with these guys.
But if we were
to join the band.
A third of the work.
No, to join the band is to add to
no.
the musical compositions
no,
that they're putting
no.
out there. Am I right, Jeff? Okay. So that's the qualifier of your actual
okay.
employment within the Sally Chancer,
okay.
is to add to it.
Okay.
And you didn't that night.
Okay, fair. But
you can't just show up, be cute Matt Lees, and expect a third of the money.
Okay, but I joined with a promise of only being able to help with music. I will add where I can. I will try to fill in on your songs. I never fucking took the short fucking cut. I never fucked around on the guitar during songs. I tried to take it all as seriously as possible.
So you did.
So yeah.
So you did your job as a musician. Congratulations.
My job as a musician, and that's all you can really expect from me.
I love
for $5
man.
An hour.
Matt
is a musician. I'm just saying. You're saying I didn't do my part. Okay. If this is the whole picture, is the whole egg, is the whole pizza?
What we're talking about
I didn't
is
do my whole part.
As far for the as open stage. But for the open stage, let's
okay.
qualify.
Narrow it down, open stage.
Okay, but I'm narrowing it down to just from the point of, hey, we're the Sally Chancer. Okay, thanks. Let's check out who's first on the list. I did my part.
No.
You don't think on stage I did my part either? There. What do you mean?
You weren't there.
Matt, I'm afraid I've actually got to side with Davies on this one. Which is what, and I've discussed this with you, and I discussed this with you later on that Wednesday night when we did come to the jam after this entire clusterfuck of a conversation had gone on all the goddamn day long. You're both right and you're both wrong in different parts of the in the different parts
and
of this fight.
Sally Chancer loves you. And
let him talk
for a minute. Just before Van Boss finishes, I want to let you know we didn't fire you. We have to define more parameters
on what's applicable for your involvement.
That's all.
Okay, that's fine.
That's all.
At which point I decided to just say no, I'll just leave then.
Cool in the game.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I'm glad that we're okay with that.
All right.
Okay.
Still punch you in the nose later for being
the reason that I the reason that I would minimize any music, I still don't think I did. I think for what I could do and what I could fucking hear, I think I did as much as I could. Anything else was just going to be noise.
No.
Because I could never hear myself. I could never hear the guitar.
But isn't that troubleshooting things that you would take either before the gig, after the gig, during any kind of practices, conversations?
When does this? Well, no, we don't.
No,
have
no, no, we're not. No, but we're not talking about whether or not you do. I'm just saying to resolve your issues with your own sound within the band. Isn't it your job as a musician to take onus on to fix that?
Yes. So what would happen is all we would hear out of the monitor would be AK's guitar.
Yeah.
So I'd walk over and adjust it and say, "Hey, man, I can't really hear myself." Next song, he'd walk over, turn it all the way back up again.
So then after the show, do you not have a serious conversation with AK saying, "Hey, man, I'm not sure if you realize this, but when you step out 20 feet into the crowd, all anybody's hearing is you." Because if you don't give him fair feedback, Matt, you can't expect things to change.
I've been giving him fair feedback every gig we've ever had.
Yeah, it's been factual, accurate,
about the
reliable, and time-based.
Like, hey, man, there's way too much high end on your vocals. You got a great voice. We need to bring that down a little. I talk to AK like that all the time. So, yes, at this point, I had just given up. I was like, you know what? Sounds like shit up here. Can't hear myself. I'm going to go play video games.
Okay,
it's incorrect to do that. You're right.
And at that point, when
you
gave up, you devalued your own guitar playing, which is why he was able to make the statement that he was able to get by without you.
Fair enough. But he did go from, get by. He did all.
Offering Matt wine.
No, I'm
Matt,
good.
Have some
what
wine.
I'm asking,
have some wine.
I'm just asking you to acknowledge the fact that we went from, you left me hanging, bro. We needed you to... We didn't need you anyway.
But it only went there, Matt, because you let it.
No,
it only went there, Matt, because you let it.
Dude,
you devalued your stuff.
You ditched us and expected to get paid.
So the moment you devalued it, Matt, that's when the transition happened. You did it yourself.
All right. So
I don't know.
Various reasons.
Okay, so that's fine.
That's why this is point, Jeff.
I was a poor employee.
If
the Sally Chancer decided to yank my involvement in the open stage, that's
don't
fine.
Be ugly.
They changed your contract.
I'm not being ugly. I'm just trying to sum it up so we can move on.
All that Jeff Davies wants to say is that Matt Lees was a valued employee of the Sally Chancer.
No, he wasn't.
You were valued.
He wasn't pulling his weight.
No, but you were valued, and your friendship is valued.
Yeah.
Andy's worried about that.
Why didn't you answer my fucking text when I was like, "Hey, man, what happened with the Sally?" And he doesn't answer. Oh, he's worried about my feelings. Bullshit.
No,
send back a text saying, "Hey, I still love." Because we used to send just random, dirty texts back and forth. Send me one that says,
"Oh,
I hope this doesn't mean you're not going to blow me later. Ha, ha, ha. That's a joke. That's an icebreaker." He has made no attempt to contact. So don't tell me he's all worried about this shit.
He's terrified. That's why he didn't.
So anyway, I thought it would be best.
Because he loves you too much.
I thought it would be best for everyone if I just yanked my involvement with the Sally Chancer, having no beef at all with the Rev Davies or AK. I think that's a pretty fair sum up.
I think no beef is awesome. I think it's bullshit, though, because I know you have beef, and I know you still want to play with us. Yes,
no,
you
I
do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I don't.
Do.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Do.
You want to
yes,
be
honest?
Listen, the only reason I played as long
even if
as
we
I
pay
did,
you?
No, the only reason I played with you guys as long as I did is because I love you guys.
The only reason we let you play as long
Kay.
As...
Then it was a terrible
we love
decision.
You.
Then it
was
a terrible decision.
Musical.
Yeah, it was. It was awful.
Mom and Dad, we're fighting. It's Christmas.
No.
I only stayed with you guys because I like you guys. Outside of that, I don't care.
I want to shake your hand, Matt.
All right.
I love you.
Okay.
I that love was you girly little hands yeah. to all those who can't see. But so. The truth is that musically we don't mesh.
No, no, because I like to be in tune and rehearse.
Don't start.
I'm just kidding. But sometimes AK's not tuned.
Jab okay, after the bell.
No, sometimes Matt can't make transitions because he has to practice. Sometimes
what? No. It's oh no. We should just leave it alone then.
See exactly.
You know what it is? Well, okay. I love me some AK, but I don't think AK should play with additional guitar players. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, he's great with other rhythm instruments.
Paul McLeod did great with Andy.
Paul McLeod's a fucking robot. It's like saying Jay Walsh does awesome in the Matt Lees band. I don't know. Of course he does. He's a robot.
Are you knocking?
No.
No, he's getting
Paul McLeod is like Jesus. Yeah. And that's like saying, oh, well, when you had a match with Shawn Michaels, you were great.
Well, Paul McLeod felt the need to get up on stage with us and rock out.
Hey, Paul's a great guy.
I think Matt Lees felt the need to get up on stage with us too, because we love you guys both. And we you know what? After a certain amount of time, I don't think we could handle Paul McLeod, because he would probably overshadow us.
He wouldn't be the
Can
right.
Can we leave it at that?
Yeah. Sure.
Can we leave it at that?
Yeah. Okay. So.
So.
No.
So.
Now we need to move on, because apparently there are deeper levels to this argument.
For the love of God.
And there are deeper levels to this argument.
It's not nearly as deep as what it's been, though. This is going to be like the shallow icing on top of the cheap cupcake.
For Cupcake Radio.
2 seconds, we'll take a break.
All right, guys, we're back.
No, 4 2-seconds.
4 2-seconds.
No, here's what we're going to do.
Don't actually go anywhere.
We're going to resume these arguments next week on Legend in My Spare Time, because we seem to have things settled a little bit. I still think the Rev's a traitor.
I think there's still a lot of other funnier shit we could be talking about.
I'm just kidding. Fucking knock you out right now.
I still think the Rev's a cheater and AK's a cheater.
Hey, Matt, did you bring your bear repellent?
Yeah, it's good. Don't worry.
Good.
So, I'm
drinking wine all night.
Next week, we'll find out why the Rev Davies has beef with Van B, why Van B has beef with Rev. We'll find out who else has beef with me, because I'm sure they do. It's like a Jerry Springer show.
It's fucking crazy. Mexican standoff.
It's all drama.
It's a Mexican standoff!
LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to interact and tell Rev that he's wrong or tell me that I'm right. You know, all other such emails shall be ignored. Basically, we'll come back and we'll argue next week. So check your iTunes feed next week. Stay tuned. And remember, be good to each other. And fuck Rev Davies.
You can't be decent. At least be sanitary.
I don't know if I'm ready to play the AK extra. I don't know if I'm still...
Don't play it. Because you know what?
Just
you
play some sad right piano now, music.
He loves you.
Does he, though?
Dude, sad piano music.
You know what? He didn't. Yeah, he wanted to be a part of this, but he didn't. And he was so scared. So I was like, I'll take care of it.
Okay. So we will see you next week when we resume the argument. The first fierce battle between legendary friends, the Rev Davies and the Rev Lees.
This is unbelievable. This is the first falling out that we've had.
It's true.
Can we get through this?
Other than the time I fucked your mom. I let him videotape.
Yeah, but
that was weird.
You know, when you fucked my mom, it was kind of like, dude, I already fucked yours. So, we're just even.
It's terrible.
I don't mind being even Steven. Except for the band boss. He doesn't count.
We'll see you next week with more on that. I'm the Rev Matt Lees.
And the Dirty Dutchman Van Boss. Good night, guys.
Get the fuck off my butt.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
Join us next week to find out what happened on the rest of this fateful night of Legend in My Spare Time. Find out what caused Van Boss to literally storm out of the room. And find out what caused Rev Lees to have to break the other two guys up. It was out of hand. We'll bring it to you next week on Legend in My Spare Time.